we've never stopped growing. I mean, we started out in 2000. We put a new line in 2003, 2005, 2009, 2012, 2013. So we've grown. I mean, I was the first hire on the floor myself and my electrical engineer, Joe Allure, in the year 2000. So we've grown from two to just over 120 employees. So, yeah, we will continue. Will we continue to grow any bigger than what we are? Just a little story. When I started, when they flew me down to Jersey for my interview, they told me that we were going to have two lines and maybe someday we'd get a third line. Well, I got 16 lines. So that, you know, I'm hoping if they can get hydro, I mean, hydro rates are going to be a concern for some manufacturers, because if they can make it cheaper, if you can make a widget cheaper in Idaho because the price of hydro is a quarter of the price or half the price, they're gonna open up shops down there. I mean, that's what's going to happen. I'm just using that as an example. So is manufacturing, I would hope so, and I hope they're good, you know, good manufacturing jobs that do. Auto Systems, I mean, they're doing great. Procter & Gamble's doing great. We got Kellogg's down the road. We got all these other smaller plants. So I would say it's going to continue to grow. I think there's a good future. I mean, I've been in manufacturing all my life, so it's easy for me to sit here and preach about manufacturing, because I started when, you know, I was 14 years old. I was working in a manufacturing factory for summers because my dad was the office manager. But once I graduated school, then I got back into manufacturing. But enough about me. It's just, I think manufacturing will be, you know, it's hard to attract young people into manufacturing because, you know, a lot of them think, oh, it's a sweatshop, they're low-paying jobs, but there are some good-paying manufacturing jobs out there. You just got to look for them. That's all. So I would say it's going to grow, absolutely.